Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt the Barbarian.
Love that. Octon America, we're back yet again. Welcome one and all. It's a new year, a new beginning, a new show, a new dawn to infinity and beyond. Well, this is our epic episode 190 tonight with a show theme of the Miami Mall Aliens. With a star date of January the 18th, 2024 AD. Always like to announce the date in real time for all of those out there in Radio Land. We're so glad everyone's here tonight. I can tell it's going to be a big show, as it is each and every Thursday. I tell you what, I get done with these shows, to be honest, and it feels like the next show is like 2 days away. You know, it's just amazing. I love it. I love it, though. If you want to hear the show more often, you got to tell your friends and family to bombard the studio Blitzkrieg style with your cards and letters. And I want this phone to blow up. I want to see 100 emails that are good ones to VonWehhuntShow@gmail.com. Or dial in after the monologue, 563-999-3437. Our regulars have that emblazoned on their mind, put to heart. Love it. Well, we will get to all the big news, including Trump conquers Iowa. Yes, I give credit where credit is due. Well, anything and everything the World Economic Forum promotes and teaches is all communists, globalist subversion, in my eyes. And our people, our European white Aryan stock around the world, will be free again. And I say to all those nefarious evil forces out to do us harm and do us no good, death to our enemies. Oh, yes. Make the hate against our enemies great again. How about those apples? Because that works two ways, you know. There's a war on against the American white European man and woman in America. There's a war on against you in corporate America. They look for any reason to trick you, get you fired, trip you up. There's militant minorities out there looking to get you, militant women of all kinds of persuasions, even other white people trying to hold you down. This show is not about that at all. This show is trying to accomplish is I want to set you free mentally, spiritually, physically. You need to be set free. I think you have a right to express yourself, America. I think you have a right to get anything off your chest. People chastise this show or shows like it. It's your job as a host to corral your people and censor them and teach them the right way. No, no, it's not. That is not my responsibility to go back to the fifth grade in some damn government school and try to propagandize and indoctrinate people into the media narrative or RNC talking points or DNC talking points. It's not my job. I never signed up for that job. Sorry, pal, is what I tell them. Not for me. That's for other dumb rhino hosts and cucks that don't know any better. They want to sit there and try to censor you and control you and control your thoughts and your speech and how you say it and the words you use. Not on my show. This is the last free platform in America. Now, we don't want to overdo it, overstep our bounds, or, as they say, jump the shark. But by God, if you've got something to say, this is the show to say it on. Because no other show will let you, allow you, and they'll say, how dare you call my show and say this or say that? How dare you? Right? Don't they? They act all pompous as they virtue signal to Fox News and advertisers in the Beltway of America. I say F them. F all of them. Don't need them. Don't want them out west. We've got our own thing going on out here, and we're strong. Getting stronger by the minute, the microseconds, and by the day and the hour. It's amazing. Well, that's what you see out there. I see people calling their other radio shows. They get smacked down. Well, I don't want you calling my show bringing up the Rothschilds, that Jewish family. I don't want you calling my show and bringing up the New World Order. I don't want you calling my show and spouting that fringe politics. How dare you? Right? They say it over and over again. Well, that's why God invented the Von Wehunt Show, the one and only, baby. Often imitated, perhaps never, ever duplicated. We will purge the earth of our hateful enemies, as we know the real hate comes from them. We will leave no stone unturned in our quest. Multiple countries right now are distributing weapons and supplies to civilians and reservists, especially in Europa, preparing for extended conflict. A man once said, choose your friends and your memes on the internet wisely. The financial system is not a house of cards, as many believe. But in my view, it's a dark, satanic fortress. It's not a seditious conspiracy to overthrow a usurper government masquerading as the real government installed. It's not a conspiracy to overthrow a seditious conspiracy. Think about it. They can call us many names, chastise us, from the left to the right to the middle, all across the fruited plain, it doesn't matter. But the one thing I've always noticed, that they don't call us. They never call us liars, do they? They never call us liars. They don't like what you say, but they don't disprove it. He never calls liars. Well, we're in a new year. Thank God. I had a great time in 2023, unlike many Americans, but change is always good in a new year, 2024. Wow, we're still here. You got to be a happy warrior. You got to laugh at some of these things. A lot of you guys are really, and you need to be. Don't get me wrong. It's wonderful and great, and I respect people that are serious. And I mean serious, dead serious about our situations. I get it. I really do. More than you'll ever know. more than you'll ever give me credit for. You go, why is Vaughn so happy? Why is he smiling? Well, I used to get that a lot as a kid, and I would say, well, I have a lot to smile about. How about you? How was your day? Silence. Crickets. Whoa. I didn't mean to bring that. Well, you said it. I did it. Yes, I will smile in the face of our enemies. You know why? Makes them wonder what you're thinking. Tricks them up. If you're smiling in the face of battle and adversity, they wonder, man, what are you on? Don't you know I'm coming against you? Don't you know we're the all-powerful government? We're the all-powerful media? Don't you get it? Or are you just so dumb you're smiling like a fool? I know what they think. But we're smiling because they haven't thought of many things that we have. We can outthink them, outmaneuver them on so many fronts. I look down on them as just mere mortals. In my world, they're on a guest pass, and that's how you want to look at it. They're on a guest pass. They're passing through town. They're no big deal. Yet they are a big deal on many fronts, but we're going to laugh at them. And the one thing they can't stand, I've always noticed, is when you laugh at them, you ridicule them. Ooh, really? They're expecting you to fight. But when you laugh at them and ridicule them as a happy warrior, that really gets their goat. How dare you laugh at us, our power, our dark, demonic powers. We'll laugh at all of them. And they deserve it. Doesn't mean we're not preparing. Doesn't mean we're not getting ready for war on multiple fronts, by the way. We always are. Because the one thing I know that they don't know is that I know all of you. And you're my secret weapon in America. You're my Germanic wolves. I really hope this is the year the globalists and our enemies make their rumored big move against America and the patriots. But what they don't know can kill them. What they don't know is that the white European man, to be blunt, prays for war every day. Little do they know he relentlessly prepares for war, thinks about it, prays for it. And you know why? I know the American patriot very well in the mindset, because only in brutal war is he truly unleashed. Off his chains is a dashing knight to conquer his enemies and to reclaim sovereignty over his ancestral lands. Carpe diem. We shall seize the day when it comes. Seize the moment. Seize the day. Make Gitmo great again, America. That's where a lot of these people need to go that are ruining our country, ruining our lives. You know it, and I know it, and the American people know it. We are live in the studio tonight. As always, we have a lot to say. This is Valhalla Studios in the mountains of Arizona. You've reached the one and the only, the Von Wien Show. If this is too much for your delicate ears, as our public service announcement, please change the station immediately and go back to whatever you were doing. And we will continue onwards. Welcome to church, gentlemen and ladies. Welcome to our radio church on the airwaves. Love that. Well, I would say amen and amen again. Church is in session. And by the way, the theme of the show is the Miami Mall Aliens. If you've seen aliens in Florida at that mall, at the Bayside Mall, or walking around, call the show tonight. We want to hear from you. New callers get first in line. And our regulars are going to get are going to have their chance to chime in. You better believe it. Well, on this show, we do have great callers. We've got, my God, the Gunslinger. We've got the Gladiator. We got Jake Vegas. We've got Catwoman from the Northern Tundra, the Tiger of Auschwitz. We've got EMP for short there in Louisiana. We got Lincoln in Flyover Country. Stefano out there in L.A., too. We love him. The Irish Pirate. Got all kinds of people to call the show. If I haven't mentioned you, I will. And it goes on and on and on. We've had many, we've had hundreds of callers over the year. I would dare say we're probably in the thousands of callers since 2015. And where's the ghost of Arkansas? We haven't heard from you in a while. If you're out there, call the show tonight. And also, the L.A. Lady Hitchhiker. You used to call our Playboy Mansion show quite often. I have your number somewhere. I'm going to call it. I want to get you on the air again. Well, on this show, I've been watching the news, as you have. Trump's victory in Iowa and oh, my God, it's been just priceless. But you see these pundits on TV, these rhino hosts and these left-wing Marxist hosts. And, you know, they just freak out over everything and anything. Well, going forward in life, the left constantly brings up race, creed, culture, and who's this and who's that. And I say for the right wing, it's very okay. It is great, in fact. You need to be, in fact, you must be what I call racially aware going forward. If you sit there and say, I'm a rhino cock and I don't look at color, I know you're lying. Everyone knows you're lying. Just drop that 1980 slogan. Nobody judges everybody by the content of their character. Well, I guess you could, because if you like the content of white people, then that's one thing. But to say you never look at color and you're colorblind is kind of silly in 2024. So let's move beyond that. On my show, we do see color, culture, and creed. I know I do every day. Did all of you celebrate Martin Luther King holiday? Just kidding. For most of Americans, it was a day off from work with pay, and they got to hang out and spew their hate online on the internet while they were off work. Just kidding. MLK Day, they shove it down your throats. There's all these MLK posters, some guy showing me in his company, all these IMs. Every black employee is sending everybody a damn Martin Luther King IM, and you gotta, if you don't upvote it, they think you're a racist and blah, 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 blah. MLK, Martin Luther was a damn communist. Anybody will tell you that. One guy jokes and said, should we have James Earl Ray Day too? Well, it's going to happen sooner or later. MLK Day, wow. I only bring it up because all my friends here that are working in town send me all this crap from, you know, screenshots and whatnot of what's going on inside the bowels of corporate America. God, they always want you to kiss his black feet, don't they? Unbelievable. Well, again, happy birthday to the Gunslinger who announced that last week. I wanted to mention that yet again. It is true that the blood of Paul Revere and Sam Adams runs through our bloodstream. It's in our American DNA. You know what's in my bloodstream? Damn right. My ancestors fought in the Revolutionary War in this country against the British Redcoats and won. And they kicked their ass twice. And kicked them out. Well, the Swedish president, I told you last week, has told all their citizens to get prepared for Russian invasion. Germany this week has also said there are leaked invasion plans from mighty Russia to invade Germany. My God, the ghosts of World War II are rearing up from their slumber. World War III is on the horizon. Just amazing. Trump won the Iowa caucus. He conquered that state. Just another Von Wehen show prediction that came true. I told you he was going to trounce them all. I told you on many shows that the Republican so-called competition, there was no competition. They were all RNC clowns, bought and paid for like Nikki Haley. And they're going to lose their ass. And Trump's going to win by the biggest landslide ever. It's exactly what happened. Trump won the Iowa caucus by 50.8% of the vote. Good for him. He is the heir apparent. He is the front runner. I hope he kicks everyone's ass in New Hampshire, too. Not to say Trump's the Messiah, but he's on a roll. Out of all the crap he's had to put up with, he needs some wins. And I know the people will deliver to him. And I told you the guy still had big support out there. No matter if you're calling the show, if you hate Trump, doesn't matter. You're never going to reach his core base because they're out there. And some of them listen to this show, some don't. Ron DeSantis only won 21.2% of the vote. The surprise to me, though, was Nikki Haley, who won a whopping 19.2%, though it's third place. Who the hell voted for Nikki Haley in Iowa? 19.2%? Are you kidding me? Who are those morons? Well, I gave Iowa a lot of respect in my Gab page. But for the Nikki Haley vote, I gotta tell you guys up there in Iowa, you know what Iowa stands for? I shouldn't say this, but I will. It stands for idiots out walking around. And you idiots out walking around voted for Nikki Haley. You should have voted for Trump. Because every vote for Trump pisses off the media big time. And I get a big kick out of it. The media wanted Nikki Haley to come in first or second, or a DeSantis. When Trump kicked their ass, that's why the leftist media was going nuts this week, foaming at the mouth. And I just love their liberal Democrat tears. I just lap it up like a dog. Just love it. One more of it. Well, let's go on. Little Vivek won 7.7% of the vote. Now, what does that tell you about the American electorate, especially the white state of Iowa? Okay, I'll break it down for you, for the dumbasses and the big dummies on Wall Street, New York, publishing houses, the Beltway, the Congress. I'll just break it down for you. I'll say what nobody else is saying, that everyone's afraid to say, and here it is. The white man and woman of America. The white Aryan man will not be led by a brown or black contender for the Republican nomination. There you go. You got it on a silver platter, and I'm glad and proud to say it. We're not going to be led by a brown or black candidate like Nikki Haley or a little Vivek. Nikki Haley is bought and paid for like a political whore. In the Beltway, Vivek has got some great one-liners, but we will never, ever be led by them. And if they were the nominee, I'm telling you, I would not vote. We'll refuse to do it. I refuse to play that game. I'll tell you why. Because years ago, when I was a little boy, they said, you know, as long as you vote Republican, doesn't matter if they're black, white, brown, or purple, they're Republican. And boy, you better vote Republican because they vote for us in our way, right? Well, I used to think that. as just a young pup coming up the ranks, a young buck on the make in America. So I got smarter and shrewder and sharp as a whip in my mental thinking. I noticed that minority Republicans do not vote the white man's way. And the white ones are bad enough because I chastise all sides of the equation. The white ones are bad enough. And they're also to blame. But to say that because they have an R by their name, that they're going to vote for the best interests of you and your family, no, they're not going to. And another thing, when I was a kid, our borders were not out of control like they are now. It's very obvious when anyone looking at the border that they were bringing in brown and black people. Well, since the rhinos, the RNC, and the leftist Democrats want them over in America, by legal or illegal means, they don't care. Democrats think they're all future votes, and Republicans think they're all cheap labor for their businesses and factories, and yes, they do think that way. Well, since they're trying to bring in and import the brown and black race, that's when about, when I was a young guy, 30, 40 years ago, real young, I started to look at race, creed, and culture. And it's very obvious. They're not bringing in the whitey from Europe. They're not bringing in millions of Germans or Irish people or Scottish people, Polish people, Spaniards or Italianos or Russians or Ukrainians. They're all brown and black. And since the RNC and the DNC only care about black and brown people and not us, that's when I said, I now care for my own race and screw them. And they can all go to hell because now I focus like a laser on the race because they do. And they started it and it's their fault. If they're bitching and moaning about Americans looking at race, they started it, the Uniparty in Washington, D.C., for their cheap votes, cheap labor, because you can play at this game. Oh, they don't like it then. They don't like it when you notice things. How dare you? We're back to that again. How dare you notice these things, America? You're supposed to be dumb sheep. And we tell you how to vote. And by the way, the Democrats wanted Nikki Haley to be the contender. They want you to vote for Nikki. I always told you, whatever the national media says, do the exact opposite. They tell you to vote for Nikki, you vote for Trump. They tell you to take the shot, take no shot. They tell you to make a left-hand turn, make a right-hand turn. Always do the opposite, because they are out to get you. And sometimes they're really out to get you. There's a guy in Iowa named Ryan Binkley. That would be me. He won 0.7% of the vote. Just to be a spoiler, Ryan Binkley, call the show sometime. I want to talk to you. And then we have Asa Hutchinson at 2%. And the other was 0.09. That's what they call the Bugs Bunny crowd. They're going to write in Bugs Bunny, Mickey Mouse, Von Weehunt, the gunslinger, whoever, to be the president. That's the Bugs Bunny crowd. Love it. I should be the president. I'll be damn good at it. And the people would love me, and I love my own people. See, that's the thing. I love my white European brothers and sisters. I love everybody until they prove me wrong. But if the black and browns can say, we love our own people, why can't the whites say, well, we love our people too? See, more and more I'm going to can play at that game. I get tired of all the lecturing from the media and the government. How dare you think that way? Let me ask you this, Mr. and Mrs. America. Can we really vote our way out of this political mess in America anymore? Really? Can we really vote our way out of it? You think Trump's going to just waltz into the Oval Office with his magic wand and see everything great? A lot of people think that. A lot of people think it's biblical that Trump's the heir apparent, that once he gets in there, it's all going to be great. There'll be a chicken in every pot. The border will be done overnight. The wall will be built. Millions will be sent back to Mexico and 110 other damn countries. People think this. I think differently. I'm a realist. I have a hard time believing that the deep state will allow Trump ever back in the Oval Office. And I want to be proven wrong. Not to say Trump's the Messiah, he's not. But I would rather have him up there with the world the way it is. And I can't think of anybody right now that's up there in those ivory towers that could do really a better job overall. Not saying he wouldn't make mistakes. He would, like he did last time. But overall, I would rather have him up there to steer the ship for four more years. At the very least, I figure in my algorithm, in my mind, that we'd have four more years to prepare and prep for what's really coming, you know? And it's amazing. But the win in Iowa is historic. It is amazing. I love the gnashing of teeth. I love the crocodile tears. I love how Trump completely made a fool out of the national media. Just love it. So cool. So much fun to watch. Remember, when you're smiling, the national media is frowning at you. And they want you to frown with them. Because deep down, they're all miserable wretches. They're all miserable people. They hate America. They hate you. They can't stand what you stand for. They don't like it. They never liked this country the way it was. Well, tonight, we'll get into all that much, much more. We're so glad you're all here tonight. We're so glad everyone's ready. And tonight, it's time to start the show. We'll be right back. Now we're talking a little Kiss, Strutter. A man wrote the show and said, Vaughn, I hate to be blackpilled, but now I am. I don't see any way out of the coming storm that's coming our way in this country. We're too far gone, man. And we can't vote our way out of a currency collapse, illegal invasion, government effing around with everything, plus everything else that's coming our way, man. Except the fact that this whole thing is going down at some point, sir. And please tell your audience and use the time you have left to prepare. Good luck. Stan from Pennsylvania. Well, Stan, I totally agree. Pennsylvania, beautiful state, been through there. Former Donald J. Trump has won the Iowa caucus for the Republican presidential nomination. DeSantis made some stumbles along the campaign trail, but then information leaked out, like the Vaughn Wiehan show, about Haley being a globalist in a World Economic Forum, puppet and stooge. Have we been talking about Nikki Haley all year long? And we told you that. And these things get out into the mainstream. So this show's got a very powerful effect on people's views and the reality that they see. And we'll always strive to tell you the best version of it in our multifaceted world. Well, those realities sank Nikki Haley, and they came to roost there in Iowa as there was a sudden and dramatic impact on Haley's standing, as I'm glad this show sunk her battleship. We do not ever want her to be the nominee. And they're all clowns. But she's a bought and paid for one. We don't want that. Do we, America? I don't think so. Well, let's get right to the phones. And the gladiator from the Vegas Strip, meant to get to him last week, but tonight he is on front deck, front and center, batter up. Mr. Gladiator, welcome to the Vaughn Wiehan Show. How you doing, man?
Good, man. Good, good, good. How are you?
Hey, good, kid. How are things there in Las Vegas? Always fun. Amazing. There.
Amazing, yeah. 60 degrees, beautiful weather. I am setting up. There's three events I'm going to here coming up. So I'm setting up to go to the Turning Point USA convention they're doing here. Check it out. Charlie Kirk on the Kirk Show. He set up before the Republican National Committee convention here in Las Vegas. And he set up right next door. This is all going down at like the Planet Hollywood.
Wow.
And the Planet Hollywood, Tropicana, Cosmopolitan Corner. So I'm setting up to go to the Turning Point before the RNC, because why bother? I mean, that's just ridiculous. The Republican committee is an idiot. She has to go. And it should be called Nationalist. It should be called the Nationalist Convention, not the Republican Convention, because who wants to see these Republicrats come in town?
Exactly.
And then also, Wayne Allen Root is also doing his own gathering here in Vegas. So, you know, because of the RNC happening here in Vegas this year, it's really brought some nationalists, some true thinking nationalists, patriots as well. Who understand, like, everything that's going on is ridiculous. We cannot allow people at our border, you know, this whole negotiation, this Speaker of the House got to go to, Johnson's an idiot. You know, they're like, okay, well, instead of having 15,000, we'll drop it to 5,000. Then you can go to zero. If you can control the spigot, then turn the spigot off. Don't fund these idiots. Don't fund this administration's bullshit. Just shut the spigot off. Then we'll fund what they want inside borders. We're not funding anything outside of borders. We're not doing Ukraine. We're not doing any more Israel. We're doing inside the border, and we're going to shut the border. If not, shut it down. You know, and you're going to see a battle going on. I mean, Matt Gaetz will probably, you know, create that battle, hopefully, because he stated that he would. I'll talk about the Iowa caucus. You were like, how did Nikki Haley get 18% of the vote? Who's going to vote for her? Well, it's odd, right? The first caucus in Iowa and the primary in New Hampshire, the only two states to allow this, this is how they get votes. So in Iowa, any registered Democrat or registered independent, right, they can register as a Republican for the Republican caucus purpose of putting votes into the Republican caucus. So that's how Nikki Haley gets those votes, because the Democrats want Nikki Haley to be the nominee because they know they'll smash her in a general election, whether it's Joe Biden, whether it's Michelle Obama, because I really don't believe it's going to be Biden. I believe Michelle Obama is going to be it. So, you know, Barack Obama already has his third term right now running Biden's show. He's looking at five terms if he can get his votes in there, right? So That's how Nikki got those votes in Iowa. And she'll get votes in New Hampshire as well, because in New Hampshire, for a state primary vote there, you don't even have to do any shadow registration. You can just show up as a Democrat, independent, or Republican and vote in the Republican primary. So she's got a lot of these Bostonians, right, the Boston City people who come up to New Hampshire and just vote in. So it doesn't matter. Up, you vote. It's like the stupidest primary ever. Iowa and New Hampshire are stupid. Then it all ends. Once you get into South Carolina, you got to be registered for the party and a citizen of that state in order to vote in their primary and every state thereafter. So you'll see Nikki Haley will do decent in this one as well. And then when she goes to her own home state, I think Trump has like a 60% plus of the vote. She can't eat into that whatsoever. It's done, like South Carolina's done. Just like she got a surprise vote in Iowa of 18%. Third place, although she said it's a two-person race, but you're in third place, it's basically a three-person race. You can't just take the second-place person and shoot him, I mean, unless you're going to. But I heard something you said in your monologue. You don't think they're going to let him back in if – Trump wins this nomination, or even wins the general election.
That is correct, sir.
That's something interesting to say, because he said the same thing. And today he said in a meeting, they're not going to let him in. And like, who? The Democrats? Nope. This own party will not let him in the White House again. The money coming in is the Koch money. All these big donors are not going to let him in. That's why they're backing Nikki Haley, because she is globalist. And I don't know if you heard any of the speeches from the World Economic Forum over in Europe, but there was a man from Germany. There's a man from Germany who stated, now he is the son of one of the Nazi leaders, actually. Okay. He actually, he's one of the sons of the Nazi party leaders with Hitler. And he sounds like he's doing a Hitler speech. It was unbelievable how almost exact word for word. And he said,
I got to hear that. Wow.
Yeah. And he said, look, we're stopping all of these elections. There will be no more elections. Once AI, artificial intelligence, gets enough data worldwide into it, AI will choose the leaders of every country. Done. You're not going to be voting anymore, is what he said at the World Economic Forum.
Yeah, I heard that.
That
was Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum.
That's right. Yep. And his father was one of the Nazi party leaders. And then the other thing I saw, which I loved, they invited the maniac, you know, from Argentina, right? Got to love this guy, right? He's a nationalist, country first. You know, doing what he can to straighten out Argentina out of their mess. And he basically gets up on stage and he says, you all are the problem. The state is the problem. You don't want individuality. You don't want people to have any power. You want them to bow down to you, and you're the problem. He basically, they invited him to shame them right on stage. And then when he finished his speech and he said, let liberty reign, damn it. And then when he finished, they clapped for him. Like,
wow.
You idiot. He just shoved it in your face, you idiots. What are you clapping for? He basically just pointed at all of you and said, you're all a bunch of idiots. Like, we're not going to bow down to you. Forget it. It was hilarious. I was streaming a lot of that. So a lot of exciting things in Vegas coming up. Turning Point USA, and again, that's Charlie Kirk's group. That's going to be an amazing meeting. He's pulling all the county leaders across the country, and he's putting together to combat the Democrats ballot harvesters.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got a team of ballot harvesters. He's hiring and he's paying them out of Turning Point USA money. He's paying them to go harvest the ballots of the Republic. Go to their homes and get their ballots. Just go get them. If they can't
mm-hmm.
make it, take any in early. Let's get those mail-in ballots. We'll drop them in ourselves. And so he's really doing a bang-out job. I just wish we had a nationalist party to actually perform all this for.
I agree. And that's my whole point. We don't, Paul, and Charlie Kirk, though he does a lot of good things for the Republicans, I always tell people, keep in mind, he's got deep, deep pockets. To set up an office or, you know, a promotional thing in Vegas costs big, big money. And Charlie Kirk, it's lots of corporate money, a lot of money that I'm not sure where it comes from, but he's got money coming out of everywhere. And whenever I see a young guy like that get paid money, and he has money to set up everywhere, he's a national figure, and that helps. Don't get me wrong. But my point is I'm always a little – leery of that because I'm going, he really is an arm of the RNC in my book. And I know he said some comments before about that are anti-nationalist because he's all about the RNC. Yeah.
No, he's not. No, the reason he's doing this gathering is because he
wants to. I've seen him many times say things like that. Yeah.
He hates the RNC. He wants her fired. He wants the chairman fired. He says you're a complete idiot. He also, you know, he raised a lot of money, but he started Turning Point USA when he was in college, and he started the mm-hmm. Young Republicans. So it's all Christian patriot money. So they support all the different purchasing sites that are patriot-only sites, USA products, you know, Amen, End of Story. So he supports Public Square, Switch to USA, Great Patriot Store, My Patriot Supply. Like that's his, mm-hmm. he only wants to work with companies like that. So those are the people helping to fund him, plus all of the Christian nationalists are funding him. So, you know, there's mm-hmm. a war against Christianity in this country, and it all comes from right now this administration. So they are funding that for him, which gives him a big battle group of cash that he's got, and he's committed to spending all that Turning Point USA money. So, you know, he'll make his money on his TV show and his radio show underneath his own name. But Turning Point money goes in and goes out for the cause. He just doesn't have a choice. If there was a nationalist candidate, he would put it over there into a nationalist, patriotic, you know, patriot, you know, fund. But he can't because the only thing we have is Democrat, Republican. So, you know, pick your poison.
Yeah. Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying he's anything like the Democrats. I'm just saying he's a very successful guy. I give credit where credit's due. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying though that if you go on YouTube and pull up his college his speeches and watch the people ask him questions and his answers, which I've seen a lot of those. It's very interesting, some of his answers. I'm just saying that he's got a lot of money that's come in. He can set up shop everywhere, and he's promoted by the media. I'm not saying he's corrupt or anything of that nature. I'm just saying he's a young guy that's really got one hell of a platform, and I give him a lot of credit. I'm just saying that I get a kick out of some of his answers because when I listen to him, he doesn't really come across as a nationalist kind of a guy. He's really like – he wants the RNC to be better. He wants the Republican – and we all do. But my point is I believe that the RNC is already gone. They're long gone. They're in my rearview mirror, as they are in millions of other Americans. And I think people like Charlie Kirk, though well-intentioned, well-meaning, I see him as trying to bolster them, and that's why he goes on those college circuits, you know? And they're fun to watch. He's a smart guy. Don't get me wrong. Very smart guy.
He's trying to direct them, but keep in mind, guys like Charlie Kirk and Jack Posobiec, they would love to be in charge of the RNC and straighten it out, okay? They just know that these Republicrats will not put a Charlie Kirk or Posobiec in there. They just won't do it because they know that, you know, the Mitch McConnells of the world know that they'll hang them by their goosenecks, you know, they're done. And they have, these older senators and older House congressional leaders, they have the power. So they can't let a Charlie Kirk or Jack Posobiec get in. But, you know, Charlie's trying to guide them. He's not giving the RNC any money. He's battling them right next door there in Vegas saying, screw you. We're going to have a better meeting. You can't have a meeting without our people, and we're not going to meet with you. We're doing our own. So he doesn't he's not supported by CBS, NBC, ABC. The standard media hates Charlie Kirk because he's on Real America's Voice. I mean, he's on a patriotic station. You know, he's not supported by that standard regular media across the country that is, you know, the fake media. They hate Charlie Kirk. They will never let him get through their networks, you know, the radio networks. He can't do it. He's tried. You know, these guys have to latch on to, like, Real America's Voice you know, the other – not Fox News, because I think that's a standard media. That's like a CBS now. I mean, they're ridiculous.
They really are. They've changed a lot.
Somebody had Fox News on in my building. I go, turn that channel off. I can't be in your place and watch Fox News. And I took his remote and I turned it.
Yeah.
And I went to Real America's Voice. And I'm like, you need to start listening to this channel, to these people. Don't listen to Fox News anymore. Forget about it.
Yeah, Fox News, they're all about the money now. They don't give – and they always have been. Don't get me wrong. They're in business. But, I mean, they're all about the almighty dollar bill. When they first came out, they were really good. But not anymore. They're like everybody else.
Republicans at Fox News and quasi-Democrats, but One American News Network and Real America's Voice, those are the only places where you're going to hear people that speak like you and me on more of a nationalist basis. And, the sad thing is everybody has to link to one party or the other in this country. Unfortunately, we don't have three parties. So the only way they can link up to anything that's going to make change and not have, you know, 15 to go to 20,000 people a day at the border and not fund Ukraine is to go with whoever is the best choice at the time. And right now it's the Republican Party and Donald Trump, because you can't trust Haley or DeSantis. They're both weak. They don't know how to lead. They have no real charisma, and they can't just take open questions. They're like Joe Biden. They can't sit there and take open questions and have a good answer for you. You know, Donald Trump can talk off the, you know, whether you love him or not, whether you hate him or not, I don't care. But quite honestly, he'll take a question and be like, yeah, let me tell you the answer. And just fly off the shelf. And he'll go buy pizzas and deliver them to firemen. He'll go buy food for everybody inside of a Chick-fil-A. Why? Because he eats there, and he doesn't mind. You know, Joe Biden, there was a story about how Joe Biden went to an impromptu coffee shop that made shakes and smoothies, and he said, yeah, I'll buy for everybody. And he got the bill, and he's like, what? Are these smoothies are $6?
Typical Democrat. He's going, I need some more taxpayer money to pay this bill for the shakes. That's a good one, Paul.
Really, $6?
I remember that. I remember that. That is true. Yeah.
Yeah, Joe.
Classic.
You screwed the economy, you idiot. You and Obama. You screwed it. You screwed it.
That's great. So true, man.
You can't make
yourself
up.
No, you can't. You can't.
It's almost completely unfathomable. If you told me 10 years ago we'd be looking at all this stuff right now, I'd be like, no way. There's no way we'd let 15,000 people people a day in our country. No way.
I'm a visionary, Paul. I told everybody it's coming. They thought I was crazy. Now here we are. Great call, sir. The Gladiator from the Las Vegas Strip, man. Appreciate you, Paul.
Have a good night, Paul.
Have a great night. That's a good one. He mentioned about Biden. I remember that. Yeah, Biden got the bill and freaked out. Well, we'll get to our next caller here in a moment. But look, we are the nationalists of the country. And I admit that's my overly suspicious mind. I mean nothing about it. I have a very overactive imagination. But anybody on the RNC side, I'm very suspicious of, including Trump. Because I don't trust anybody up there, anybody. What the nationalists need to do, you know, you got the RNC and the DNC with their headquarters in Washington, D.C., brick and mortar buildings. They have a staff. They have an agenda. They have meeting rooms. They have telephone boiler rooms to get cash. Now, the American people, fundraising efforts, they are connected. Internet, et cetera, wireless cable, fiber optics, you name it. They got it all. I've always said the nationalists need their own building, their own headquarters. People say, where's the headquarters at, Vaughn? Where do we go? What do we do? And I go, until the nationalists get their money together and get their head out of their ass and start building things. It's great to rant. It's great to be on a million internet channels. That's wonderful. Now, that's really awesome. But they got to build things. They got to build a headquarters that can rival the DNC and the RNC. Now, it feels me in the design group, however tall the RNC and the DNC is, I would make my building taller, like Trump. Build it 10 feet taller than the DNC headquarters and the RNC HQ. Fund it, build. We need a meeting room. We need auditoriums. We need phone lines installed. You need, because it would be a third party, it would be a major threat to the first two and the powers that be. You would need it, in my view, not in D.C. That's hostile territory. I would never put it there. I'd put it in the heartland. Preferably somewhere out west, even better, where it's newer and growing. I think you get a lot more converts out west in the Rocky Mountain states. Arizona would be a great place to put it. Idaho would be a great place to put it. I would avoid the East Coast. Too many Democrat entrenched strongholds. Get out of that beltway. Get out of that East Coast and Southeast. Texas, I'm sorry, you're already gone. You're being invaded, and I wouldn't have it near the border. I'd have it somewhere in the mountains, somewhere more secluded, like Hitler's retreat, for God's sakes, in Germany, a Berchtesgaden, a Bavarian beer garden. That's what we need, something that's remote, but not too remote, near major highways, but not on the highway. I'm telling you. The American electorate is so crazy, they'll drive by your new head and they'll shoot at it from their car. Can't have it off the highway, but near a highway. You want it like a fortress. It's got to be built strong, many perimeters. I'm thinking safety and security. Wehrmacht style, for God's sakes. Yes, yes, you will need that. Because crazies are going to come out of the woodwork. I'm telling you. Colorado's too Democrat. Wyoming's too remote. Nevada? Not enough people. Too much government land. Utah, maybe too Mormon. I'd say Arizona or Idaho. And here's a wild card for you. Maybe Eastern Oregon. Or Northern California, where there's a lot of patriots. Trust me, I know a lot of people live up there. And don't compare them to Portland or San Fran. They're miles and hours away. We have a lot of friends in that part of the country. The Pacific Northwest would be good. But again, not Seattle, not Portland. You want to get away from those liberal Democrat cities until they build something. You got to build it, for God's sakes. You got to build it, man. And then the people will come. And you want it again. And I would build it near a few mid-sized cities. And then build a big one. I'm talking, I'd find me a millionaire and say, we're buying 1,000 acres of land. And from here, we're going to build it out like our own nationalist city, which will one day be the capital of our new country, our new land, whatever you want to call it, whatever floats your boat, at least a new enclave of America with an anchor headquarters. Do you get that? Until you really get that, no one's going to take you seriously. But when you do build it, it's going to send shockwaves through this country and the entire world. And if you really want to upset the powers of being in the two-party system, that's what I say. Start collecting money. Let's design it. I would build a nationalist city in the heartland or in the Rocky Mountain states, but I wouldn't have it anywhere near Illinois or the Deep South, still very Democrat. Many red pockets, too. You want to be away from the Yahoos. You want to be away from the riffraff. I'll be blunt. You want to be away from all of that. Stay away from the Democrat strongholds. Get out there on the wide open lands. That's where you want to build it. That's my 2 cents worth. Which here's America. Let's get to another call. Let's get to the gunslinger. Happy birthday again. 1 week post-date. Welcome to the show, Mr. Gunslinger. How are you, sir? How are you doing tonight?
Well. Boy, that's always a deep subject.
No doubt. Man, you know, where would you build the nationalist headquarters? Where would you build it? What do you think?
It looks like that the Civil War is going to start in Texas. So might as well have it in
Texas.
Yeah, it is. I mean, because look at the border. Look at what's going on down there. Okay, we're using the military now.
I have no problem with that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the state. I have no problem with that, the state guard. I'd say yes. Kick these motherfucking bastards out of here. I'm so sick and tired of these idiots pouring across the border over here. So if the war's going to start, let's build it right here. I'm all for it, okay? I'm all for using the military. Okay, the military should be lined from coast to coast, okay?
Right.
And to kicking these son of bitches out of here. Okay, I'm not a cruel son of a bitch. Give them water, give them medical aid, whatever they need, okay? And then to poof right back over that Rio Grande. Let their own goddamn country take care of them, okay? We're full.
That's right.
Anybody that's going to get treatment, anything in this country should be American citizens, veterans.
That's right.
Our veterans that gave their lives and got body parts blown off of them because of Jewish cock-sucking bankers wars. That's all it was. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Send your sons to the wars and come home in a fucking wood box. That's exactly what it was. All the wars have been that way. Okay? There's no winners in wars. You know that. We all know that. It's just a pawn game among the ruthless Jewish fucking cocksuckers out there. Let's see who can dominate this one. Let's see who can dominate that one. And if your sons or daughters get their fucking cunts blown off, oh well. Just another number to them. Just another fucking number. It's sickening. It is fucking sickening that this country has got to this point. Yeah, sure. Should we have a military? Absolutely. With the fucking nutcases in this world, man, you'd be a fucking fool not to have a military, okay? But it should be only used to defend this country. Let the rest of these cocksuckers go down the shithole. Let them drive. Let them kill each other. I'm glad over there in the Gaza Strip and all this Israel bullshit. I'm glad they're killing each other. They should have killed each other a long time ago. Centuries ago, but yet it's still going on. Isn't that amazing? Still freaking going on.
They've been at war for 10,000 freaking years. I feel the same way. Let them kill each other. Why are we involved? Why is our tax money involved, man? I don't give a rat's ass about some Hamas militant. I think it's kind of funny, actually. Paragliding into Israel with machine guns ablazing, and then the Israelis go over there and they kill about, you know, a million Gaza people, Palestinians. They've been doing this for years. Yeah, the videos are heart-wrenching. I don't like to see children die, innocent children. That's what gets me, are the kids. It's not the adults. It's the kids, mainly in the Gaza side, that are total innocents. And they're just – I'm not saying they wouldn't throw a grenade at you, but I'm just saying you see, like, little babies is what I'm talking about, not 10-year-old boys or girls. I'm talking about the little kids and getting crushed by cement. And, but, you know, look, war is hell. And that's why that phrase always came out the way it did. War is hell. Innocents get killed in war. And Israel and the Palestinians, I told you, we're a world of war, always have been. This will never end until the Arab nations, and they're already talking about it, until they nuke Israel. They nuke Israel. And I hope it – look, I'm not advocating that, because I know there'd be repercussions all over the world. But until something really big and dramatic happens, like something crazy like that, they're going to be at it. And then the Arab countries will then turn on each other like they always have, and then they'll be killing each other. You'll have, like they're doing now, the Pakistani people are going to war with Iran and Iraq, and the Saudis get involved. You got the Yemenis, Houthi rebels going against these other towelhead rebels. And they're all wearing, you know, they're all a bunch of towelhead camel jockeys fighting each other. And nobody cares. Nobody cares. Nope. We shouldn't care. It's their tribal warfare. Let them fight it out. And just stay out of it. And now they're bombing, and we, America, dumb America, you know, we got to side with Israel because we set them up. Then we wonder why we have so many problems. Well, you got half the world that hates you because you sided with more than half the world because you sided with Israel. What do we get out of Israel? I've always asked you that. What do we get? Do we get anything from this great friendship? We get nothing from Israel. Not a fucking thing. In fact, Israel's already said that when we push out the Palestinians, we're going to dump them on American shores. They're going to dump them. That's your greatest ally, America. Dumb rhinos who sit there and wave the Israeli flag. They're going to dump millions of more people, brown, violent terrorists, on our shores. How wonderful is that? Fucked up. Bullshit. That's what it is.
It's just absolutely great, isn't it? You know, why not? I mean, these fuckers have a plan. Okay? They want to completely destroy America and turn it into a third world shithole. Okay? That's their goal. Even these fucking demo fucking rat cocksuckers, they themselves want to turn this country into a third world shithole. Why are they doing it? Why? Ask yourself, why would these Democrats do that to their own fucking citizens in their own country? I mean, that's amazing. That's in my book, that's demonic. They are possessed by demons or the devil or whatever you want to call it. Okay? Because a normal American loving person, and like I said, I've always said, there's nothing wrong with America. Not a damn thing's wrong with America. It's the fucking government. Not the people. It's not the soil that you sit on or stand on. It's the government. If the government could keep their fucking little fucking tentacles out of everything, everything would actually blossom. You think about it. If they would keep their noses out of everybody's business, okay, the economy would flourish. I don't give a fuck who's in the office. It could be goddamn Santa Claus. It doesn't matter. The economy, everything would flourish by them keeping their fucking hands off of the American people, okay? Let them create. Let them create like we've always done. We've always created shit, okay? But yet they got to put their fucking hands, regulations, rules, this, that bullshit. That's what's keeping us. That's one fucking thing that is keeping America down, is their own fucking government. You don't have to be cocksuckers over there. It's our own fucking government that is keeping everything fucked up. And they want it fucked up.
That's
they
right.
They want it fucking in a normal running situation. Just like you said a while ago, Trump is not the Messiah, for God's sakes. He's a fucking man. He's got an ass. He's got balls, just like every other man does. Okay? Nothing special about him. Well, he's rich. Okay? One thing. All right? Big deal. At least he is doing things that no other president had the balls to do. Got to give him credit for that. You got to give the man credit for all the goddamn shit that he has been put through and his family has been put through and going after the kids, his kids. Man, you got to be some low-life motherfuckers to do that, okay? I'll vote for the man just for that goddamn reason, okay? Because when you have a person like that that is getting so much flack, you know, that like when you're going over bombing areas and they're shooting your airplanes up and you got these big explosions going on around you, the one that tells the truth is going to create and attract the most flack. What is he doing?
That's right.
He's attracting flack. Whether you like it or not, whether you hate him or love him, I don't give a fuck. He's going to be the next president in 2024, okay? Or we will be in a civil war. And it ain't going to be a light civil war. It's going to be a goddamn bloody motherfucker, okay? And we know who's doing it. We know who is who in the fucking zoo. And we're going after them.
Yeah, we do. We do. And you know, if that goes down, if they create war, we're going to go for their throats, man.
That's right.
They're all
the
guilty
mighty warrior,
and complicit.
The mighty warrior has to be awakened. The white mighty warrior. And at the same time, kick these goddamn mongrels out of this country. It's time for a house cleaning, don't you think? It's long overdue.
I think so, and I know once it starts, it ain't gonna stop quickly. That's the one thing that they haven't bet on. They ain't gonna stop us. Once anything goes down, we're not stopping. No.
Now,
Gunslinger, great call, sir. Go for it. The floor is yours.
I did see that some videos of these aliens. This is interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, I'm going to have to study this a little bit further. But it's I don't know what to think about that. Now, based upon modern technology, could they be holograms? Yes. Could they be just, you know, like I said, you know, there have been great magicians, magical stuff, that can make things disappear and make things...
Yep.
Appear like they're not even there. You know, one of them, what is the name of David Copperfield, I think, made the Liberty, the Statue of Liberty disappear. I wish it would have stayed disappeared, but he made the Liberty statue disappear. Made 747 disappear. But did it really disappear? No. No.
I know David Copperfield, great guy, you know? Great magician, but being a Jew... he brought the Statue of Liberty back, of course, because it's kind of a Jewish symbol. Bring us your tired, your poor, your huddled masses. Bring us your riffraff, your criminals, and your terrorists to America, and let us fund them, give them 5,000 effing Visa cards, and we'll give them your homes and your tax money. Just come out and just say it.
Is this my final sound? This is going to save America.
Yes. Yes, sir. The Gunslinger. Thank you, sir. Have a great night. Yeah, lock and load, America. Gunslinger's correct on all points. Well, I thought I'd read you some of good things here in our chat room, which is bursting with activity. Question from... my Italiano friend, Stefano, who writes, I was a proud faggot, a conservative. It's an oxymoron, America. And he's an Italian, by the way, who puts pineapple on his pizza. That's great. some stuff on Turning Point USA. Look, Charlie's out there doing his thing. They call him Charlie Cuck. Charlie Cuck turn around the country with his homo Negro named Rob Smith, allegedly, of course, allegedly. We don't know. A lot of people like Charlie, and a lot of people don't like Charlie. So they're out there. You got to be aware of it. Turning Point events, one guy wrote, have as many or more Israeli flags and American flags. That I'm going to research more on for the next show. And it's not MEGA America. It's not make Israel great again. It's to make America great again. Or it could be make Italy great again. I don't know. That's for you, Stefano. The Roman Empire, Renaissance, fascism, all go hand in hand. I agree. We're going to get to some more calls here momentarily. Get a cocktail. Strap yourselves in. America, we're going the distance, whether they like it or not. Yeah, we're going the distance, America. Let's get to Ron Reck of the Crazy Nation Radio. Let's get him on, then we'll get EMP. Hang on. If you're on hold, we will get to you, I promise. Mr. Reck, thank you for calling the Von Wiegand Show. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well, sir. How are you doing this evening?
Fantastic. Good to hear your voice, man.
Absolutely. Hey, well, thank you, man. I appreciate that. You know, I have came to a conclusion to solve this whole problem for everybody to mellow out, really. Just relax. You need to seek Jesus and God. That's what you need to do. You need to go to these fucking churches and say, hey, you got the answer. Tell me the fucking answer since you have never answered me in all these hundreds of years and never came up with a fucking solution to fix the problem. So that comes to the conclusion churches are more difficult than Jesus and God. I don't believe in either one of them. I'm not an atheist. Don't take me that. I'm not a fucking hater. I don't really believe in the devil either, but, you know, people like to portray this fucking this show. We live in a fucking soap opera land. That's what you live in. You live in a fictional world. You know,
it's the Matrix.
You know, third dimension is exactly. Third dimension world is fucking here. I mean, even Sam's Club is now AI in your ass out that fucking store. They got a probe up your asshole and you don't even know it. They're going to check your whole car for you. Leave. AI is.
Planet Uranus, rural America.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right in the A-hole. Parn hole, it's got to be done that way. There is no other way. You got to accept the 40-foot black popcorn in your ass every day from the United States of America. Thank you.
No doubt.
For which it stands. For the United Nations, what it stands. Joe, what's another bullshit story? Here's another one, the Pledge of fucking Allegiance. Allegiance to what? What are you alleging to? The United States? The goddamn corporation? Why would you give allegiance to
the corporation? What's your blood, America?
That's right. The United States Corporation of America. Of America. That two-letter word means a whole different thing in dividing it. You know, a lot of people don't understand that either. Uh-huh. It's a dividing. It's a dividing factor.
Yep.
It's not the country. United States of America is not real. It's not what you think it is. America is a country. United States is a goddamn management firm. The Constitution
That's right.
was designed to help protect us, each and every one of us. That was designed for. But they turned that around, too, and fucked it in the asshole, too. So the Constitution is about practically worthless. Now they're like, oh, I got constitutional rights. I get this. No, you don't. No, you don't. No. Now, I've done tested this out, and I've come to find out the reality of that is, no, you don't. If you, okay, check this out. Say you're going to go get public assistance, you know, Social Security check, food stamps, something like that, and you don't tell a motherfucker you're not a United States citizen, you ain't getting shit. You tell them you're an American citizen, they'll tell you to go fuck yourself. You ain't getting nothing. That's how it works. That's reality. But nobody seems to catch on to that part. Why is that? Why are they doing that? Why do they say those fucking things to me like that? Well, because they simply just don't fucking give a fuck about you. They don't care about you. They never did care. Never will, and ain't going to. We have been sold down the fucking river, and Biden has been the man to do the job. Of all fucking people that's been in this goddamn business for all these years of his life, he was suited up for this. He was. This was the plan. Let's get him in there to be the front man. We can have him rubber stamp shit all day fucking long. We're in three conflicts now, okay, which we never had before. And I'm not bragging on Trump either. I mean, he ain't much better, but he's better than what we have. Or is running the show, but he's bad to them. He's real bad to them. Oh, no, not that motherfucker, because he takes control and stops our regulations. These regulations, rules we live by, are all bullshit. There is no fucking rules and regulations according to the Constitution. That's shit they made up. And we agreed to it. We just went along with it. You know, okay, I give you consent to fuck me. And that's what we have done. That's the reality we live. Now, you got people so uptight about this. Now we have school shootings, fucking mall shootings, shooting, because we need to control the guns. We need to take them out of the hands of the people. We can't let them fuckers have that kind of power. We got to have them all. We want to be rid of the power. You didn't get nothing. Yeah, ain't that nice? Welcome to America. Any sorry motherfuckers coming over here right now? They don't. They got a fucking surprise. It's going to be surprise, surprise, Sergeant Carter, because you ain't going to get
shit. Exactly, I go. You are totally fucked. Do you think you're going to come over here? Yeah. And in more ways than one, Ron, I love these interviews of the migrants, and they go, America's not what I thought it was, senor. Come
right.
on, I'm cold,
well,
I'm hungry.
They,
where's my food? Where's my jacket and my free
out.
Apartment?
They were sold out. They were told all these wonderful things, make lots of money, women, pussy, drugs, everything all day long, and came here found you ain't getting shit. You're just
brought
here to work and fucking give a vote for the Democratic Party to keep them in power. That's all it is.
That's right.
Why
now get
Biden
them back
in
the restaurant and wash those damn dishes. Get to work.
That's right. Well,
you
not really. That's,
you
want
to work? Well, then get to effing work. That's what I would tell
you. That ain't going
to
happen either, bro. That ain't going to happen either, Bon, because here's the problem. You got to remember all these restaurants that are closing up.
If
you look on Facebook, Marketplace Facebook, you'll see restaurant fucking pictures for sale all day fucking long.
I agree. They're closing up here in Phoenix, too, left and right.
Everywhere.
They're just shutting down.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Can't fucking do it. Can't afford the shit. Can't afford the material. Can't afford payroll.
Right.
When you got to pay a motherfucker $15, $16 an hour, you ain't going to be sustainable. Because first off,
that
guy make that $15, $16 an hour ain't coming to buy none of your shit because he can't afford it. Because his rent's done tripled.
That's right.
So... they're fucking themselves. In reality, I mean, I don't give a fuck. I live in the middle of the fucking Ozarks. I don't care. I really don't give a shit. I live off the land here. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck how crippled you are. You can live off the land in Missouri. I guarantee that. But you got to be down here in the Ozarks towards Arkansas. But, you know, but that's the best place to be, I think. You know, a lot of other people think that, too. Because a lot of these rich cops and Democratic fuckers showing up down here.
That's a safe part of the country, I think. The Ozarks,
All the fucking, all the caves and salt mines, all that shit. Sandstone. I'm sorry,
lots
sandstone.
Of hiding places, and I like hiding places. Lots of nooks and crannies around there, you know?
Right, right. I mean, they chemically hit us. If it's a chemical, it probably fuck us pretty good. But, you know, there's so many water here. There's deer out the fucking ass, turkey galore. I mean, there's so many things to eat, you know? And we raise a lot of cattle here in Missouri, too. That's another thing. And chickens. Chickens are another chickens, turkeys, shit like that. They commercially raise them. But here's, there again, you got to remember something. The overall cost of all this shit to do it anymore is becoming un-fucking doable. You just can't do this shit no more. You know, the price of hay so high, the price of deer fuel so fucking high. And then I published last week in my show about these fucking EV cars in Chicago freezing up. I think it's excellent. I think it's great, silly motherfuckers. Yeah, electric cars, EVs, will not withstand very cold temperatures.
Isn't that
they
a great story? I laughed about that, too. The robots have stopped driving.
Right, right. But yeah, remember, they're going AI now because they can't think for themselves no more, so they got to go fucking AI to help you.
That's right. That's right.
That's it. Anyway, that's all I got for you, Ryan. Party on, brother. Good show.
Party on, Ryan. Good talking to you, my friend. Great, great rant. Love it. Love it. Thank you, sir. Well, we got Jake Vegas that just chimed in. He's on the line. We're going to patch him through. Jake Vegas, welcome to the Von Wehen Show, sir. So glad to hear your voice, man. How you doing?
Von Lars, always good to talk to you, my friend. I'm doing as bad as well as can be expected as we're facing down the approaching Third World War and the imminent collapse of our great nation by way of infiltration through the southern border, facilitated by the Communist Democrat Party. A lot to talk about here going on. So much has happened since the last time we talked. How are you, Von Lars?
Oh, doing great, Jake. And you're right, man. I like how you put that. The invasion, it's the subversion of our border and our nation, or what was left of it, right? And it's imminent. And I've always said, why can't we have millions of hot Latina chicks come over from Costa Rica and Mexico? Why is it always third world ugly men? Millions of men. They're from the third world, brown and black savages, mongrels from mongrel crappy nations, whatever hole they came out of. But I tell you, in a weird way, it's good, because if we had millions and millions of hot chicks coming over from, say, South America, I would hate to, and I'll be not, I think a lot of the guys, half the men would say, I'm for illegal immigration.
Well, you know, we're seeing
but
the North
but
African
there's no
invasion.
Women coming over. It's all,
there's no,
you know what, Jake, it's all the UN soldiers, you know?
Yeah, you know, I've seen the North Africans invading Sweden and Switzerland, and, you know, the rape incidences in those nations is just going through the roof. It's 300% increase. It's not safe for the beautiful blonde women in Germany to walk down the street. Those women, if they're not feeling safe, I say we move them over here in the United States. I'd gladly take them in exchange for these illegals that we've got flooding our nation. But obviously there is an agenda here. And the agenda, of course, is to slit the throat of the American working class. They are replacing the working age populace here in the United States. They're going to flood the nation with these people. You know, if you're an American out there and you're watching this happen in your nation, don't forget, we're looking at about 1 million people per year that are flooding in, about 100,000 per month. That's about 1.2 million per year. If those people in your neighborhood, they're competing for your people for the lowest end jobs. So all those entry-level jobs that you or maybe your son might be trying to get as he graduates high school and goes off to work before going to college, he's going to be competing with these people. And you're going to be competing directly with them at the grocery store. Where do you think these people will get their food? They're getting the food that they eat from the same place you do. And so that's going to drive the price of your food through the roof. And I believe that this is all part of the plan. We've seen what they did in the Netherlands and Denmark, where their government out there is literally ordering the farmers to stop production of their food. And in the meantime, flooding the nations with millions of people from North Africa. It's unbelievable. And we're seeing what's happening in Israel. Of course, you and I talked about this earlier, that Israel is trying to wipe out the Gaza Strip. I don't think, by the way, I don't think they're going to be successful in doing that. I've been studying up on that a little bit, and it looks like Hamas and the Palestinians, with the help from Iran and actually help from North Korea, they have been digging these tunnels all through the Gaza Strip. They've been preparing for a decade, and the Israeli army is not prepared for invading the Gaza Strip. And so I think, like we talked about before, I think that their main idea now, they seem to be attacking civilian outposts or just the civilian population. It's the only target that's available to them. This creates a refugee crisis. And where those refugees go? They go to Western nations. They come to the United States. Already Biden is talking about bringing tons and tons of these people from the Palestinian area into the United States to give them refuge. These people are nothing but fanatical. You're asking for another terrorist event. You're absolutely asking for another terrorist event. Yeah. And, you combine that with what we're seeing on the southern border. We're seeing on the southern border, the federal government is literally going down there with bulldozers, lifting the barbed wire fence to make way so that the illegal aliens can stream in. They're bringing in these people, and they're stashing them in the airports. They're giving them stipends so they can buy the food, again, compete with you and I at the grocery store for food. And this is obviously an attempt to change the demographic of the United States so that the Democrat Communist Party can stay in power forever. Even if they lose this next election in 2024, which unfortunately I don't think they will, but even if they do, what happens 10 years down the road, 20 years down the road, when all of these people have reproduced and then they're enjoying the birthright citizenship, the perversion of the 14th Amendment that the Democrats have installed in our society. And then you've got a permanent demographic change of third worlders and living amongst you in your communities. God, I hope Trump wins in 2024. I really do.
That's a great rendition, man. You just nailed it. You nailed it. And folks, if you're on a roll or a great rant like Jake or Ron Rack or anybody else or Gladiator or whatever or whoever, I'll give you the floor. No, that's you are spot on there, Jake. And we have a morning thread, which I enjoy, as you know. And we're always talking, me and Jake Vegas, first thing in the morning with Donnie Boy and Matador and maybe some others. And we throw barbs back and forth, funny stuff. But the serious side of it is what you just said. And, yeah, this is very obvious. I was thinking for years, this is so obvious. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out. The federal government wants to replace you and I. They have made a decision years ago that the white, Aryan European stock, we question too much, we think too much, we want to live too well. God forbid we want to live in a nice, clean, safe suburb in a house, not in a hole with two cars. And it's almost amazing that we want our kids to go to a safe school without being shanked or thugged. Or you don't want your daughter to marry the first ghetto black rat that comes out of the sewer. But they want your entire family to live in fear, to be terrorized, and they love it. They love it when you lose your job, especially if you're a white male in America. There's a war on the white family, but also the white male. If they can chop the head off the white male, they know the family will go. What are your thoughts, Jake?
Oh, I think that we're seeing it in spades. I mean, we know what we saw from Larry Fink running BlackRock, the modern corporate America is on a mission. They have literally stated that they do not want white American male men. They will not hire you in those middle management positions or higher. They are going for the diversity hire across the board, and that they're getting their funding. If you're a corporate powerhouse and you're looking to get more financing, more funding, you've got to go through BlackRock. You've got to go through BlackRock in one way or the other, or J.P. Morgan Chase or one of these banking outlets. If you want them backing you financially, then you have to play by their rules. And their rules say no white American males. This is this is in writing. It is in writing.
Yeah, they've come out and said it.
Yeah, they're very vociferous about it. It's extraordinarily racist. And you know what I feel like is that we're being set up for more than that, an all-out war against us, a genocide, if you will, and it's going to be facilitated by the Democrat communists that are in power. And I'm really hoping that Trump wins. You know, he did really well in the Iowa caucus. He won by historic margins. It's unbelievable what they're doing with Nikki Haley. Obviously, Nikki Haley, by the way, is not even her real name. She's a Democrat to the bone. She's financed by the Democrats. I saw something interesting today from Jamie Dimon. I don't know if it aired today or if it was yesterday, but he was on CNN and he was talking about how, you know, it was wrong to be so negative against Trump. And, you know, he was talking on CNN and saying, you know, hey, Trump did a lot of good. You know, we had a lot of good years. And I enjoyed hearing him say that. But there's a deeper thing that got me a little concerned, let's say. What is Jamie Dimon, being a total, you know, establishment guy? He comes out on CNN and praises Trump. I thought that was very odd. By the way, while he sat there and said that, he was wearing his little blue and yellow Ukraine pin. You can't get more establishment than that. And
that's right.
I thought, is he sending a little bit of a coded message there? It's not really coded, right? But for Jamie Dimon to praise Trump on CNN, I thought, is he sending a message to Trump to say, hey, Trump, pick Nikki Haley as your vice president and we'll put you in charge? Is that what he's saying? Because obviously they want to be the Democrats know that Joe Biden can't win, although I don't see how he loses with all the cheating that they do. But they honestly seem to be very concerned about his ability to win, and it seems like the Democrats are going, why? You know, they're in a conundrum, right? If Biden really can't win, if they can't cheat enough to put him over the edge, then if they got rid of him, they have the problem of Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris definitely can't win. Even the Democrats hated her. That's why she had to drop out of the race back in 2020. So then if they actually replace their entire ticket, I don't think that would be a good look, especially this late in the game. Everybody keeps mentioning that Michelle Obama will jump into the race. Is she really going to, you know, is she really going to go in there and replace Joe Biden, the sitting president of the Democrat Party? The other thing is, I don't believe that Michelle Obama is as popular as everybody says she is. That's all media BS. She's not that popular.
That's right.
People actually don't like her. So they're in a situation where they're going, how do we win this? Well, the answer is let Biden lose and put Nikki Haley in, because Nikki Haley is the biggest rhino that the earth has ever seen. So what's the difference between Nikki Haley being president or Joe Biden? So they could circumnavigate this whole mess just by simply putting her in. If they put her in as vice president under Trump, then it's easy enough for the establishment to team up in the midterms. They impeach Trump. They get rid of him. They cut for anything. You know, they'll impeach for any lie they can. You know, look how many – he was impeached twice, both based on lies, you know, and they didn't get anywhere because they didn't have the support of the Senate. But this time around, they very well could. So they remove Trump, Nikki Haley becomes the president, and then everybody in the establishment is happy. So that's got me concerned. By the way, the other little news story I wanted to bring up to you is everybody keeps talking about these red marks on Trump's hand, and James Carville, being the fanatical idiot lunatic that he is, came out and said, oh, I think he's got a venereal disease. Well, it's obviously blisters complaints.
They said syphilis.
Yeah, syphilis.
So bizarre. Stupid Carville, dumb Democrat.
Yeah, and it's a testament to how completely deranged the man is, you know, and how desperate these Democrats are to say anything, any lie they can stick to Trump. It's folks.
Oh, they love to smear people. Just to smear you, besmirch you, try to ridicule you on national TV. If he said, I mean, I should be on TV. I'm a very quick thinker, as you are, and I would say, James Carville, why don't you ask Bill Clinton that, huh?
Yeah.
Silence.
Well, obviously, golf blisters. Trump is a fanatical golf player. He's very good at the game. Rush Limbaugh played golf with him. He said that Trump beat everybody. He's very good at it. He plays all the time. And those blisters are consistent with what happens when you're breaking in new gloves and you're playing a lot. So,
they'll come up with all kinds of sexual innuendo with those blisters. I can hear it now. They'll say Melania isn't giving him any, so the hand's doing this. Anything, you know, their minds are, like, that's how they think. That's how a Democrat thinks. If they can't beat you, smear you. If they can't beat you in a debate, they call you a racist. If they can't beat you in Iowa, they talk about blisters on your hands, for God's sake. I mean, they reach for anything they can grab onto. And then they play with it like a little kid, like a dumbass kid. They'll play with their toy until it's over with, and they'll find a new toy. And they go from one stupid idea to the next. That's why it's called the Democrat Party, you know, bottom line.
I wanted to ask you what your projections are for vice president. Who do you think that Trump's going to tap? I don't think he'll go for Nikki Haley. I think if he goes for Nikki Haley, he'll lose the Republican base. We will not vote for him. I think he knows that. I don't think he's going to go for Nikki Haley, but he has said some positive things about her. So I was wondering what you think. What's your projections looking into your crystal ball there? Who
yes,
would you
sir.
Like to see?
I already thought that.
Pick?
I will let you know what I think right now on live national radio. I agree with you. It would be a huge mistake for Donald Trump to pick Nikki Haley, because I do not want anybody on the ticket like her as the heir apparent. Let's be honest. Trump's no longer a 40-year-old. And if he were to die in office, again, God forbid, or get assassinated, that VP is going to be your president. Nikki Haley to me is a bought and paid for political whore. Hell no. Same thing. I also do not want to be led by a brown or black person. And you heard it from my lips to your ears, America. The white man in America, they told you during my monologue, will not be led by a brown or black minority person into the Oval Office just because they're a Republican. Not going to happen. If Trump picks Nikki Haley, I won't vote for Trump. That's my position. Because, again, like I said in the monologue, Jake, and I'll send you the entire show, because the left wing is so into race, culture, and creed, now I am. I'm racially aware.
Yeah.
I'm noticing everything about race, just like them. So two can play at that game. And if they want to shove minorities into all of the American offices, well, then I can notice black and brown candidates running for office who want to do the same. And don't think that they don't, because Nikki Haley was responsible for taking down the Confederate statues in South Carolina. I always remind everyone on Gab about that. She signed the bill to replace Robert E. Lee and all those statues. Okay, now fast forward to the VP pick. There's nobody on that stage that, if I was Trump's consigliere, his Italian mafia advisor, there's only one guy that I would recommend, and that's DeSantis. Why? He's safe. He's not as camera hungry as Trump. You need a VP who's got a pretty good mind. He's a pretty good governor. To me, he's a safe bet. He's not perfect, but he's a safe bet. I think a Trump-DeSantis ticket, two white males of European origin, is a winning ticket. Now, the only thing that the Democrats can do is they can run Gavin Newsom of California and kick Biden out at the last minute. Gavin Newsom is, I shouldn't even be saying this, because I'm giving them ideas. He is tall, dark, handsome Democrat guy that the women are going to love. And he's going to remind the women of their first husband that they fell in love with. He's that kind of a guy. He's a slick talker. He's convinced California that they're living the best they ever have, and they have the worst problems they ever have. Now, that's a politician. So I was Trump's advisor, don't go my – now, the only female person that I would pick, or I would recommend, if you got to go minority, pick Kristi Noem, the white governor I believe it's South Dakota. But again, DeSantis is a much better pick. I prefer a male in office to a female. Yes, I do, and I'm proud to admit it. He's got way more name recognition than Kristi Noem, who we haven't heard from in the last couple of years, to be honest. But a Trump-DeSantis ticket, and then if Trump were to retire, then you've got DeSantis groomed and ready to go. I think that's a winning ticket.
You know,
nobody else comes to my mind.
I think it's well thought out, but I just, you know, it seems like the Trump campaign and the DeSantis campaign have suffered such a rift. The blanket seems to be ripped.
You got
to
bury the hatchet. Could be.
They have to bury the hatchet in a major way. DeSantis, in my opinion, has really let me down. When I first saw him getting on stage, I thought this would be a great vice president pick for Trump. But as he has campaigned, I feel like his campaign has shown him to be pretty weak. You know, the high-heeled boots, the stealing of the money from the Florida coffers. You know, he took the money that was donated to him or built up his war chest for governor race, and it's actually against the law in Florida to take that money and put it into a different campaign. And he actually strong-armed the legislature down there and changed the law specifically so that he could do that. That bothered me. And not to mention that I feel like he really botched his campaign. Again, I would forgive the botched campaign if it was a vice presidential pick, but these other things I find very troubling. I think he's pretty strong on policy. And like I said, I originally would have liked to have seen him as a vice presidential pick, but I just feel like the rift between him and Trump is so great right now. I don't know that it's that there's a bridge strong enough to be built between the two, but maybe, I guess, time will tell. I'm certainly hoping that Trump wins. I could see Carrie Lake. I know you don't like a female pick, but I thought that she would maybe make a good pick. Of course, she lost her race in Arizona, but only due to
Democrats.
Yeah,
that's what I was saying. If you want
cheating,
I agree. No, I like Carrie Lake, but what I'm saying is you need a strong candidate, a winner. DeSantis won Florida because years ago he asked for Trump's help, and Trump really made him governor of Florida. DeSantis did 180 and tried to out Trump, which you cannot out Trump the Trumpster, right? So.
No.
I think DeSantis has really had to eat a lot of crow the last year. I've noticed he seems to be more like he's not quite – he knows he's lost a lot of his glitz and glamour. And I'm not saying they'd be perfect.
Yeah.
But America right now, the snapshot of us in 2024, I believe they would stem the border inflow. I don't like their Zionist influence, to be honest. But I think they would be good for two things, the economy and the border. I can't vet them for everything, but right now if we had a better economy and seal up the border and finish the effing fence, if they could accomplish three things, which is, again, buys us more time. Because, Jake, you and I have talked about this for years. We know the coming implosion and the big invasion is still coming. It gives the American patriots more time, precious time, to prepare. That's what I look at.
I got a funny pick for you. You know what I think would be a hilarious pick, and I would vote for this ticket? Don Jr. Donald Trump picks his son as vice president. Why not? The guy has been great on the air. He's on The View. He held his own. He's been on Tucker Carlson 1,000 times. You know, I've seen him on a lot of, you know, new media on YouTube, these alternative journalists and whatnot. The guy is good in front of the camera. You know, I could definitely see, you know, and that would be fantastic. Don grooms his son to be president. Don holds the office for 4 years because, again, like you said, he's no spring chicken, then bows out in 2028 and, you know, sets the stage for his son to take the throne after he leaves. I would vote for that, but
that's a good one. I have even a better one for you: the Trump Von Wehunt ticket. Now that's a ticket America can get
now that's
behind.
Got my vote. Now that's a vote
fuck
I could get
yeah,
behind
man.
For sure. Now,
I would say Trump. I love you, baby, but I'm going to put Trump out to pasture in Mar-a-Lago and take over.
I love it. Did you? What's your opinion about? I had to ask. I have to ask you this. What's your opinion about the spaghetti fish, unidentified flying object, or UAP as they're calling them now? Have you seen the video? And what's your opinion on it?
Was it in Miami?
No, that was the one that the Miami thing was with the police, right? I'm talking about the video that was recently leaked out of it's several years old, but it was over a base in Iraq, and they're calling it the Marines that were there at the base had many encounters with this thing. It haunted the base.
Yes.
And the video that was leaked was off of FLIR, forward looking infrared.
Yes.
It's the only sensor that picked it up, and it's not visible to the naked eye, as the Marines attested that they tried to see it. And it's a very bizarre video, but people are coming forward, and it's looking like it's very much, you know, Jeremy Corbyn is the one who leaked the video or got the leaked video. And so far, he has been proven to be absolutely reliable. He's not putting out fake stuff. I thought the video was very compelling, and I've watched it a thousand times. I've been going back and looking at it over and over again. And it looks authentic to me. So it's getting crazy.
I've seen
on the verge of World War III. UFOs are invading. The Democrats are on the run. It's a crazy time.
Trump conquers Iowa. Yeah. It's a crazy year. It's going to get crazier, man. I saw the video. Yeah, I saw the video. I think it's probably legit. I believe, Jake, that, you know, we've talked about this before. I believe that the alien presence has been here on planet Earth for thousands of years. And I don't believe we're alone in the universe. And I believe that there are such things as that. Now, I do believe that also, I believe some are actual real aliens and some are illusions. I believe some could be demonic entities from Satan's hell. You know, coming up, I believe portals have been released. The Art Bell Show years ago used to have a lot of good stuff about this on Coast to Coast Radio and other in the Art Bell Show, which I used to love. But
I love that.
Yeah, these things are real entities. I do believe.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think that we're on the verge of what could possibly also be a civil war. We're seeing what's going on in Texas. I'm sure you're following that story where the Texas government has called out the National Guard, and they're facing off the feds over the you know, the feds trying to have an injunction against Texas from stopping the invasion. And I'm foreseeing a day in the very near future where you've got the feds coming down there telling the National Guard, hey, stand down, and the National Guard's going to say, our governor told us that we don't listen to you. And you've got two very well-armed entities pointing guns at each other. That could definitely be a rift, and I definitely believe, it's my opinion, that the Democrats would love nothing more than to spark a civil war, and I think that they are going to play that out in Texas in case of a Trump victory. I really believe that if Trump wins, and God, I hope he does, but if he wins, has anybody stopped to think about what that looks like on the other side for real? There's no doubt in my mind that if
Trump
wins,
about that.
The Democrats are immediately going to start seceding from the union, and I would love to see California gone. But once you start unzipping that line, it's going to turn into a shooting war. It's going to be nasty, and we are very much compromised all across the United States. George Soros has got his judges in all the key positions. Our military. You and I were talking earlier on the thread about how the military is suffering the lowest enlistment rates of white males in the history of the United States military.
I can't blame the white males. Who the hell wants to go fight for them? They hate the white males, so we say, screw you. We're not going to fight your damn Jewish wars anymore. We're not going to fight your no-win wars. Put down your pipe and smoke it. And they sit there and they wonder why. Well, you've been bashing the white male for the last 20, 30, 40 years. In this country, and the chickens have come home to roost, and now the word's out. Yeah, you want our blood, and you'll give us a meager paycheck, but you don't really want us. So screw that. You know, to hell with that.
Well, can you imagine being a young man and joining up in the military, and then your first week of boot camp is learning how to say pronouns correctly? I mean, what kind of joke
Correct.
Is that? You know, that is the kind of thing that going down that kind of road is what gets you killed on the battlefield. So they're asking
That's
you
right.
to just go out there and basically commit suicide in front of our opponents on the battlefield. No white male.
And they'll
right
laugh about it. And they'll laugh about it. They
yeah.
don't care.
They'll
they don't care about
it.
The white
no,
man, your family. They'll say, he used
no.
the wrong pronoun. It's kind of funny, Bob. They'll just laugh it off. Oh, another Southern guy joined the military. By the way, more than 70% are from the South and the West.
That's right.
They're not the Yanks. Many, they're always,
nope.
they were traditionally the white males from the South or the West, like my family, joined the military. And there'd be always some Southern colonel going, dress that line, soldier. Dress that line. And when he
That's
spoke,
right.
everybody had that big draw, you know. My men fought for me, and they will protect my base to the death. And that's how, yeah, they would listen to a guy like that because he meant business, and my dad knew it. But now your base commander will be LeBron or Tyrone from the ghetto, who's a diversity hire as your base commander who hates Whitey, and he'll tell it to your face, I hate white people. I wish you weren't in my African Negro army, but you're here, so I got to deal with you, boy. That's what's going on now. That plus using the right pronoun. Right?
I mean, this is coming down from on high. It doesn't get any higher
sure.
than Andrew Mark Milley. We know what he did to Trump. He went behind Trump's back and made a secret deal with the Chinese general saying, hey, don't worry. If our president tells us to do anything, I'll let you know. I'll give you a heads up. That guy should be shot for treason. He should literally be arrested and put on trial and executed for treason. He admitted what he did. He undermined the president's orders. He went behind our backs to our greatest global competitor on earth that we are now literally facing down over Taiwan. This Taiwan thing could turn into World War III real quick. And we've got Mark Milley running the military, and then they want black males to go and sign up under that guy so they can learn that they're the bad guys and they have to be more sensitive to oppressed minorities.
This guy's not
going to
put up with that. See, they don't understand the white man. The white man's got – we have more tolerance – then they can shake a stick at, but when we get fed up, what I always tell you, when the white man gets pissed, everything gets real quiet. The earth shakes and trembles. The Pentagon is shaking their boots. We can't get the white man to fight our dumb wars. The Goyim are onto us. They're not going to do it anymore. And they're scared. For the first time, they're scared because they know damn well all that BS about the pronouns and you're bringing in all the gays and the militant minorities, et cetera. They're not going to fight these battles and win. Not even, they don't
no.
even care. And I can prove it to you.
No.
Jake, as you know, on these TikTok videos, they've interviewed them and they go, why are you in the army? Oh, I just joined for the free food. Ha ha ha. They go up to the black girl, why'd you join? Well, because Walgreens or McDonald's wasn't hiring that month, and I needed some money to feed my two babies from two different fathers. Ha ha.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they go up to
and
the faggot. Why did you join? Well, because they're going to give me a sex change operation, and they're going to pay for it.
Yeah.
Ha ha.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, these are the videos that I've seen. I'm going, yeah, this is what they want. So America's not going to win the next war.
No.
So I told everyone,
no.
brace yourselves for impact. We're not going to win. And you cannot bring in a million white guys. They've all joined the militias. They know it's coming. They haven't joined
yeah.
the regular army to be, you know, to be shoved into a meat grinder 10,000 miles away for nothing. Don't blame them.
Yeah, and you have to wonder if that's all by design from the Democrats, right? I mean, they have been working for a really long
time. Sure it is.
It's
to get rid of the white males. It's to kill them.
Yeah.
Kill them.
Yeah.
10,000 miles away. We'll bring them back in a nice flags rapes coffin. Give them a nice burial. One less white male in America. White genocide, check that box. We don't have to worry about him anymore. See how it works? In the meantime, they're bringing in millions of black and brown people to replace him.
Yeah,
that's a scam.
And,
that's what's
this,
going on.
This situation in the Middle East is heating up. I'm sure you've seen what happened in Yemen, and now Pakistan is threatening to launch missiles into Iran. We've got two American carrier groups in the Persian Gulf right now to back Israel. And, you know, everybody talks about the horrors that happened on October 7th, you know, and I, we've talked about this. I'm no fan of Islam at all. And I think that what the Palestinians did on October 7th was absolutely monstrous. But a lot of people have not been talking about it. I noticed the American news media blacked this out. They didn't talk about what happened on October 5th. And I hope that your listeners go and look this up. But on October 5th, there was a raid from the Israeli civilians on the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Now, don't get me wrong. I think the Al-Aqsa Mosque is, you know, I'd just assume fly over it and bomb it myself. But, you know, the average civilian Israelis formed up a big group on October 5th. They ran into the Al-Aqsa Mosque, and they tried to take it over. And you know how the Muslims are about they react very violently to that kind of thing. They don't even allow anybody to just walk into their mosques anywhere. But that's the holiest mosque in their entire religion. And the Jews jumped up, ran that over. Now, you know, that's a form of religious zealotry, and I can understand that. And, you know, I think it's going to happen from time to time. But then it seemed like the Israeli military was caught completely flat-footed on October 7th. Did they really think that there wasn't going to be some kind of a massive act of retaliation from the Muslims over that?
Right, exactly.
Did they actually plan to just let something like that happen because they knew that if they wanted to invade the Gaza Strip, that there was going to be massive amounts of civilian deaths, civilian casualties. It's going to be blood on their hands, and they were worried about the world opinion turning against them, which it has. I love to see these Democrats, you know, they just attacked another state capitol building the other day. In fact, they almost knocked down the fence of the White House just, 3 days ago?
These people that were
protesting the support for Israel. And this is the Frankenstein monster that the Democrats made. This is all left over that same, you know, all these mobs that said, hey, if we go out and riot, as long as you're Democrats, nothing happens to us. In fact, in New York, they were paying the people. They gave them hundreds of thousands of dollars because they were arrested for rioting. So, of course, they're going to do that. Of course, you're going to get more. And so now these same Democrats that were burning our streets in 2020 are now trying to tear down the fence of the White House because they're upset about supporting Israel. So this is an unbelievable – I never thought I'd see the nation in such a mess. I really never did. I never thought we'd be seeing this kind of idiocy. But it seems like it's by design, and the more chaos
it is,
they get off on it. They're making money.
They do because their motto, New World Order, is out of chaos is order. Jay, thanks so much, man, for calling the show. I appreciate you, bud. Great call, my friend.
Thanks for having me on. All right,
you got it. You got it. Thanks a lot, Jake Vegas. From the Vegas Strip, great call. I love that. Guy had a lot of good points, a lot of good things we talked about. Good to hear Jake, man, call the show. And we're in overtime for one more hour, so hang on, folks. We'll get to EMP next from the swamps of Louisiana, I promise you. But first, boot up and suit up. Get ready for war. It's coming whether you like it or not.
Where the hell are you from anyway, Private? Sir, Texas, sir! Holy dog shit, Texas, only steers and queers come from Texas, Private Cowboy. And you don't much look like a steer to me, so that kind of narrows it down. If you ladies leave my island, if you survive recruit training, you will be a weapon. You will be a minister of death, praying for war. But until that day, you are puke. You are the lowest form of life on Earth. You are not even human
pieces of amphibian shit. Because I am hard, you will not like me. But the more you hate me, the more you will learn. I am hard, but I am fair. There is no racial bigotry here. I do not look down on niggers, dykes, wops, or greasers. Here you are all equally worthless. And my orders are to weed out all non-hackers who do not pack the gear to serve in my beloved car. Do you maggots understand that?
Love that. Lee Army there from the Marine Corps. Great rendition from Full Metal Jacket. Let's get to EMP. Been holding for a while, and we want to hear your voice, man. How are you doing tonight? Welcome to the show.
You know, you mentioned earlier in your open about, you know, you're not going to tell us what to say, right? That's not your
right.
job, right?
No,
now,
it's not.
The thing with that is it's not just what to say, because, you know, a lot of people agree with what Trump says,
mm-hmm.
but it's not just what he says, it's how he says it.
Yeah.
All right.
I agree.
That gets a lot of people off of him because he doesn't, a lot of times he doesn't really say things with the tact that people think that he should say it with. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's the deal. It's not just what you say, it's how you say it. And you're not going to tell us not just what to say, but how we're going to say it. You know?
That's right.
Not your job.
That's not my job. And I resent people trying to say, well, I've heard your show, and I don't like some of the things that they've said before, and you should police. They'll go, no. I'm not wearing a badge. I'm not the radio police, the radio New World Order. It's not my job, and I refuse to do it, and I won't do it. Other rhino cucks will do it because they want to control, and they're trying to get advertising dollars. I get it. I knew a long time ago we weren't going to get a line of advertisers, to be honest, after a couple years on, because I tried. And you know what they said, EMP? Vaughn, we love you, man. Great show. We listen to it every week, but we just can't put our company name behind it, man. You're just too out there, too extreme for us, Britt, baby. We love you. We love the content, but we can't put our brand. I had a gold and silver company that wanted to come aboard. I was talking to the owners directly right here in town. Big gold and silver company. We'll not mention their name, but they go, we just can't back you, baby. You're too extreme for us. You're too much.
Yep.
Rein in your callers. I go, it's not my job. But other hosts do, but that's their problem, not my problem. But you see, that's why I went independent, because I don't play that game. I'm different.
Here's the deal. It better not be Nikki Haley, you said earlier. It's not going to be Nikki Haley because, one, she finished third in Iowa, number one.
Correct.
Number two, she's going to – it's not going to be any different. Even though Ron DeSantis is not in New Hampshire, she's going to get her ass stomped in New Hampshire by Trump. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care – If they can have these people cross over and vote for her, she's still gonna get her ass stomped in New Hampshire. So that she wants to finish second, but it's gonna be a distant second. Okay, she's
mm-hmm.
hoping just to last long enough to get to South Carolina. But again, what's our friend from Nevada? From Las Vegas.
We got the Gladiator and Jake Vegas was just on. Jake Vegas.
Jake Vegas, yes. Jake Vegas. So, I'm hearing Trump's probably going to win Las Vegas, and Las Vegas is Nevada. He's probably going to win Nevada. So,
that's
So,
So
the Nevada's between New Hampshire and South Carolina. So if he sweeps those four states, Iowa, if he sweeps those three states, it's gonna be like a snowball rolling downhill. He's gonna win the nomination. Trump will.
Oh yeah.
You know. He's gonna win the nomination.
Yeah.
Now, here's the deal. I agree with you about what they're gonna do. They're not gonna cheat for Biden because they see the damage he's done to their party already. And
right.
I've said it before about his corruption. They'll deal with the corruption, just when they can deal with it, when it's not right there in the American people's faces, like Biden's corruption is.
Mm-hmm.
They'll deal with all the corruption they want, as long as it's in the back rooms, under the table. You know, take your pick of any of the phraseology that you want, you know, with that.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's not right there, you know, as long as it's not
right
in front of the eyes. And so they're not going to cheat for this guy. And people have been saying, well, they're going to try and get him out, and they're going to try and do something at the thing, and it's going to be Big Mike, you know, Michelle Obama.
Right.
I don't know if it's going to be Michelle Obama because, frankly, Michelle Obama, I don't think wants it. I don't think she wants it.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't think
she's
so
never
either.
Had a job. You know,
it's not going to be her. It's not going to be her.
Yeah, she's never had a job, and this would be a job. Being president
right.
is a job. And frankly,
that's right.
I don't think Obama himself would want her to have it because it's an ego thing. He wants to be the only president in the family.
Right.
Right? It's an ego thing with him. So,
sure.
You know, and you may say that ego doesn't play a part in it in being president, but you've got to have an ego to be president, to want to be, at least want to be president, to think you can be president. I mean,
you
Trump
got
has
to.
A big ego.
Right.
Yeah, Trump does have a big ego. You got to give him that, right? But you
right.
got to have that if you think you're – I mean, Trump had been making noises for a long time about running for president. You know, I mean –
That's right.
A couple, four decades, you know, probably
mm-hmm.
since the mid-90s, I would think. I mean, probably, if I'm not mistaken. So,
mm-hmm.
so and I agree with you. I think – it's not going to be Nikki Haley. And the problem with Ron DeSantis, yeah, he's your white guy and all that stuff, but he's a traitor. He betrayed Trump. And really, nobody in Florida likes him. Nobody in Florida likes him. He's what they call unelectable forever. Back in Florida.
It's not what I've heard, but I know what you mean. I mean, look. He's got a lot more haters, definitely, by his, in my view, his anti-Trump actions were stupid. Dumb politics 101.
Yeah.
He went against the kingmaker who made him a king. And nobody likes a duplicitous backstabber. I think
right.
DeSantis has had to eat, like I said, a lot of crow and realize he's not number one. Just suck it up. And be a man about it. You're not Trump material, buddy. I know you think you were going to usurp him. I laughed mm-hmm. when there's no way you're going to usurp him. And it's stupid
oh, no
for
doubt.
Him to even try. That, to me, was
That's
where
DeSantis, right.
he failed the first test. But, again, I think he's a much better bet than Nikki Haley or anybody else, those other clowns. He's a clown, too, just in a different way. If he'd cool
right.
jets, I would have told DeSantis, cool your effing jets. Keep your mouth shut be a staunch governor and a staunch supporter of Trump. You'll be the VP, and then if you play your cards right, you might just make the president. But you got to wait till Trump's done, man. He's not done yet.
Here's the other thing a lot of people don't know about DeSantis. DeSantis is a Bush. He's got serious ties to the Bushes, going way back to when he was in, was it Yale?
Yeah.
He played baseball.
Something like that.
I think he also met HW, you know. So he's got serious ties to the Bushes. And, you know, the Bushes hate Trump because of what he did
right.
to Jeb. He made look like an idiot, and Jeb is an idiot. But that's neither here nor there. Vaughn, as far as who's going to be, I think the odds-on favorite is probably Kristi Noem.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
It's a safe bet. That's a good one.
The general prevailing theory is that he wants a woman on the ticket. Trump wants a woman on the ticket.
Yeah, and then the only thing is, again, Kristi Noem is not well known. She's really not. Nothing like DeSantis. And I'm not so sure she wants to be up there. I mean, you've got to look at it from a practical standpoint. When they approach these people, she's got to be thinking, do I want to put up with Trump's wife for 4 years? It's a female thing, cat fight. Melania is going to be in her face constantly as the first lady. If you're the female vice president, I don't think she wants to subject herself to the, you know, females, man, they're vicious. And they'll browbeat each other. She'll call Kristi a slut when she leaves the Oval. Like, how long were you in there talking to my husband? I'm telling you, man. They get petty.
Well, yeah. No.
You talked to Donald too long about those issues. Move over, baby. I'm the first lady, not you. I'm just being honest. I've got the balls to say it. Nobody else
does. That's a general prevailing thought, is that it's going to be a woman. Now, the second choice.
I know.
I think it's a mistake.
I think that would not be my first choice. Kristi Noem would be my second or third choice. Again, look.
Right.
How would you tell Trump, do you want to win or not? Nobody knows Kristi Noem, but really Republicans. DeSantis is carrying a key state, Florida, versus South Dakota. DeSantis, with all his failures and foibles and warts and all, is a much stronger candidate than Kristi Noem. And also, I would tell Trump, let's be honest, buddy, your history of, you know, playing around with the ladies, though I love it, I have no problem with it. Most Americans would have a problem with it. And they would see you hugging her. And then you, and I think the other thought is people say, yeah, Trump wants a VP just for that reason. How about those apples? See, they'll go in that direction, which could hurt him with the female vote. Women are funny. Women will always tell you, EMP, in any survey, they prefer to work under men, not under women. They'll always say that. Because they know in a female's mind, I can manipulate the man, but I can't manipulate or get away with murder under another woman. See, it's a female vagina thing. I'm telling you, that's how women think. And so if he picks Kristi Noem, a lot of women are not going to want to be under her banner. They're going to go now if Gavin Newsom picks Gavin. And let's say the Democrats ditch Biden and they pick Gavin and then another young, dashing mayor, probably a gay guy. Oh, they'll vote for him. Because Gavin reminds them of their first husband and the gay thing that women can get behind because they're liberal anyway. You see?
Oh, yeah.
But Trump goes, Trump.
The guy they would probably pick.
On the Republican ticket. I would not deviate from that tried and true, tried and tested form. This is not the time to experiment.
We're
experimenting with females and minorities. This is not the time to do that. If we had landslide after landslide victory, I would say, yeah, put out somebody. Now, this is a neck and neck. You know, okay, dude, this will be a Berlin street fight all over again. My thing is, don't take any unnecessary chances. People forget, I'm from the insurance world. Risk averse. Risk averse. Why risk it if you don't have to risk it?
The other thing they say is that the Democrats are going to make Roe versus Wade abortion a big deal, and a woman on the ticket would help blunt that.
Wouldn't, because Christie is pro-life. Christie Noem is pro-life. It would not help at Trump at all. I love her. I like her. But she does not have the national appeal. You never see her on the news, hardly. And she's pro-life. Look, they're going to hate you for your pro-life position anyway, whether you're DeSantis, Trump, or Christie Noem. My thing is, I think you'll have all the Republican women in lockstep with two white males on the Republican ticket. This is not the time to bring in an Indian or a woman or an Asian, a fringe candidate like Vivek, a fringe race in America, to be blunt. Indian is a fringe race. They are not the majority. They're not even a sizable minority. Fringe race. Stop playing with the chemicals in the formula. It's not going to work.
This is not Vivek's time. Vivek's time is probably going to...
It'll never
be
his time.
Right.
Not in America right now.
Saying, somebody like him that is saying the right things is a billionaire, and that it wouldn't be now. It would be 2028, 2020.
He could run for Congress or run for Senate, maybe, or a governor. He is not ready, even on just a purely objective format for the presidency. Vivek has never ran a business. He's a great talker. I give. In politics, these guys know I thrive in politics because I'm a good talker. I got a great voice inflection. He's very quick on his feet. I like how he's bashed Nikki. I give him credit there. And he's smart to make a big name for himself in those debates and go nuclear. That's what I would have told him. Take the microphone and go nuclear on those other fat clowns over there. And that's exactly what he did. And now he's made himself, his stock rose when he did that. He took on Big Fat Christie from Jersey and Nikki Haley. Love it. I'm going to vote for
him.
Right. I'm going to use him as my attack dog. I would use him as an attack dog only.
Right. Now, as far as his Nationalist Party headquarters city, or whatever you were talking about earlier.
Where would you put it?
I would put it in the shadow of Mount Rushmore.
There you go. Not a bad place. I like it. Remote, but yet near highways, a tourist destination. That's a good spot. See, you got to get away. You got to be far enough out where the riffraff from the inner cities cannot march on your nationalist, which they will do. They will bust them up there, but at least they'll have to bust them up there, and you'll have a lot of warning. But they're going to try to burn it down. I'm just telling you, that's how petty the two parties are. And both would be in on it. They do not want a third party in this country.
Look, to your point, that's one. They've already said this. There's this thing called the Transition Integrity Project. Okay?
Right.
Okay. And one of the things they've said they're going to do is if Trump gets elected again, the riots are going to start up again.
Sure.
All right. That's what's going to happen.
Let them. Let the riots crank up. That's why I tell folks to get prepared now. Get prepared.
Right, if I'm right.
It's coming. We know it's coming. Yeah.
You know, Trump has to know. I'm assuming that everything goes fine. He comes out of the thing. He's the nominee for the Republicans, and he wins, and he beats Biden. I'm assuming that Biden stays on the ticket, and he beats Biden, right? So he gets in there. The first thing he should do is say, you start your riots, I'm declaring you an insurrectionist, and you're going to the D.C. gulag.
There you go. There you go.
If anybody in Congress comes out and says no, then I'm saying you, Miss what's her name, Mr. Schumer, or Miss the people in the squad, whatever. If you come out and support these people, conspiracy to commit an insurrection.
Mm-hmm.
You're going in the police. You're going in the gulag too. And if the gulag gets filled up with people, send them down.
Well, build some more gulags. Gulag is communist. I'm not for. I know what you mean though. Gitmo type of facility.
If Gitmo gets filled up, go up to Alaska, build them in a out-of-the-way place.
That's right.
Don't put any walls around it. If they decide to try and escape, where are they going to go?
That's right. The military used to put up barbed wire and leave you outside with a tent. If you go, bears are going to eat you, or you'll die of frostbite. Good luck, kid. You're in the middle of nowhere.
Good luck. I mean, it's like
we'll find your frozen body first thing in the morning after coffee.
It's like in one of these places in Alaska, not Alaska, but Africa, where the top security prison, they draw a circle on the ground. Outside on the ground, they give you two plates, one for your food and one for you to go to the bathroom in, and they sit you in that circle. If you don't play, you're screwed, and you don't go and get in a nice dry cell. You know, you got to stay outside the whole time, you know, and that's what they do in that particular country, and that's what we should do with these people, you know. Build one of these buildings up there in Alaska, and boom, sit them outside in 15 degree below, 60 degree below weather in the winter and see what happens.
They'll freeze their ass off. EMP, thanks a lot, man. Appreciate you, buddy. Have a great night, man.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Great call from EMP there. Well, the Nationalist headquarters needs to be someplace safe and secure. It should have a perimeter, like a Stalag 13. When you drive up, it should sound like this. We'll be right back. just love that. That's one military march I really have always enjoyed. I was the Colonel Hogan of my most of my classroom studies and my fraternity. Always up to something, everyone will know. Always up in weird hours, erratic sleep schedule, which I kind of like, actually. You never know when Von Wiant's coming around the corner. You never know. God, what a good show tonight. A lot of good stuff, but we're not done yet. The Nationalist headquarters needs to be a brick-and-mortar building. It's been online, actually, for 20 years or more, but needs to get a brick-and-mortar, a big facility, well-funded, and start rivaling the two major parties. Republicans and the Republicrats are what the Democrats were about 30 years ago. The Democrats are now the Marxists. They just call themselves Democrats. But let's face facts. Both of those parties, and you got to look at them honestly. I always tell people the story. I was raised to be a staunch Republican because back when I was a little boy, decades ago, being a Republican meant something. You tell people, well, my mom and dad are Republican. They, oh, what? Are they Nazis? You'd freak out. Oh, my God, you're one of those. Oh, my God. They called us Reagan Youth back in the day. And that was a left-wing slur, which they really meant Hitler Youth. Not that Hitler Youth was if there was anything bad about that. Hitler Youth were a youth organization in Germany, in National Socialist Germany, which worked well in Germany until they were too successful and the Allies decided to go to war with them and Hitler. And that's the story. That's the real story behind World War II was economic. You see, America and Britain were still mired in deep depression, not Germany. When Hitler came to power in 1932, 1933, he made sweeping changes, which worked in Germany. And the Allies were scratching their heads going, why are the Germans eating steak and potatoes and wine at every meal, and we're still eating crumbs over here? How come he's got almost full employment? German industry is legendary. The plants, the manufacturing capacity of the Rhineland, rich. And in Great Britain, they were pissed off. How did this little upstart, this guy Hitler, take over Germany after World War I and totally transform Germany into a powerhouse? We wanted them down. Don't you get it? America, and especially Great Britain, wanted Germany in the gutter so they could rule over them economically, socially, politically. And Hitler would have nothing to do with it. FDR convinced America to hate Germany. But most Americans don't know, which I know, that the Americans loved Germany until Democrat FDR got in power. And all throughout FDR's first term or so, there was pro-German articles in our newspapers. Hell, Time magazine put Hitler on the cover twice. Go look at it yourself. We put Adolf Hitler, Time magazine. If you don't believe me, Google it. It's in there. Yet FDR, with the help of Hollywood and the Jews there, they were changing public opinion to hate German, hate the food. They were ginning up the American people for the war. The war that was planned. The international bankers, the Jewish influence in FDR's cabinet. Hitler told the Jews in Germany, you're free to go. Go, get out of here. Beat it. Scram. They weren't immediately locked up. Gave them many years to get their affairs in order and go to Israel. If it wasn't for Germany, there'd be no Israel. You think I'm kidding? It's called the Balfour Agreement. Look it up. I know these things. I know because I've studied them. Hitler, in a way, set up Israel. And he would, back then it was called Palestine. And he sent all the Jews who wanted to immigrate to Palestine. And they had to pay a 10% tax to the Reich for their travels and safe passage to Palestine. And don't forget, the world was always a brutal place. The Middle East has always been brutal. Hitler had to pay for guards and people to escort them out of Germany into Palestine. And that's what happened there. It's amazing when you look at history and you see what really has gone down. Can you imagine the founding fathers sitting around the campfire saying to themselves, you know, like at a Valley Forge, let's say, in sub-zero winter temperatures like today, they're trying to stay, you know, warm by the fire. And they're looking at each other. And they're, you know, you got like Norman from Pennsylvania. And you got Jeffrey from Virginia back in 1776. Alexander from Georgia, from the Georgia plantation. All these guys, they kind of knew each other. They're all, you know, men and men and patriots. Did they really sit around and say, I don't know about you, George, but I can't wait to risk my life and fight those British redcoats just so in the future some mongrel race can come over to America and take my future taxes and rape my future granddaughter and her children and take the job away from my future grandson. I want to fight the British Empire so badly so our future borders can be wide open and free for all nations. So Costa Ricans can come over and get free health care and sex change operations in California paid by the taxpayer. We can get the red code so Mexicans can come over and suck up our welfare state. And that is why I am fighting. Fighting so black and brown people can one day invade my country, and I'm more than willing to shed my blood. I'm going to write a book called Things That Never Happened in History. And conversations like that never, ever happened in history. Yet the Marxist left would have you believe that the American patriots in 1776 fought for freedom and liberty for the whole world. That they fought for all these mongrel nations. That's what they want you to believe. It's silly, isn't it? Of course it is. You know it is. But they want you to think that they fought for Bolivia and Peru and Costa Rica, Venezuela and Israel, Haiti, the Dominican Republic, Mexico. The founding fathers did not fight for the world. They didn't fight for anything but themselves, as they should be. You're going to risk your blood. You're going to fight for your progeny and your children and your future grandkids, the white European race. They were all white European men who were fighting for their families, their land, their progeny, their posterity, if you will. Anything but that, anyone who tells you differently is lying to you. Would you shed your blood for a third world mongrel nation? Of course you wouldn't. And neither did the American patriots. It never happened. So that's real history, which you'll only hear on the Von Wiehend Show. Well, God, what a great show tonight. We thank you all for being here. We're signing off from Valhalla Studios in the mountains of Arizona. We love you all, and have a great night. Until next Thursday night, we'll be here, so should you. Good night, America. God bless, and we'll talk to you soon. Good night.
I'll give you everything. something's